Innovation is a key driver in the Massachusetts economy. Some business leaders say investment in the innovative high-tech and life sciences industries will be the key driver in the region's eventual economic recovery. A 2008 study by the Massachusetts Technology Collaborative shows the state led the nation in per capita federal research and development expenditures by academic and research institutions. And small businesses here received more than $240 million in U.S. small business grants for innovation research last year. But this year, has the down economy changed all that? To help find the answer, we visited the Cambridge Innovation Center in Kendall Square, home to 200 startup companies in technology and life sciences. The center's CEO and president, Tim Rowe, started it 10 years ago as a space for growing firms to be headquartered without the large costs typically associated with trying to establish a company. Rowe walked around the center with us as part of our series of conversations with area leaders on how different industries are affected by the down economy.
The basic notion is that a startup company looks something like this.
Rowe walks with us down one of the many long, airy corridors in this building. It's lined with office spaces, some just cubicles where a single person taps away on a laptop. But through windows in others, you can see 4 to 5 people focused on getting their businesses off the ground.
They come in, they don't buy their furniture or set up phones or get internet lines or buy a copy or any of those things that you typically do when you start a company. Instead, they can just get going like the day they move in.
One of the 200 companies housed on the 10 floors leased here by Cambridge Innovation Center is one named Zeer, spelled Z-E-E-R.
Zeer is the first website which is focusing on reviews of food you'd buy at a grocery store. So you pick up a package. Now let's say that this says may contain nuts. And let's say that you're allergic to pistachios. It doesn't say whether or not it has pistachios in it, but if you were part of the group that's allergic to pistachios, you'd be able to go to Zeer's website. You would find out what's in this product, and you would have comments from other pistachio-allergic people about this product. Extend that notion to any group of people with a particular food interest, whether they're interested in eating kosher or they're interested in eating vegetarian or vegan.
I'm Michael Putnam, the CEO and founder of Zeer. We're all about helping people buy better groceries according to their particular interests. We're also working on making it available exactly when you need it and where you need it. So we have a mobile phone browser-based application that's available anywhere.
So people standing in a grocery store aisle can pick up the bag of chocolate chips,
yes,
and enter the numbers on the barcode and get instant information.
That's exactly right. And they can either type in the name of the product or any part of the barcode and find exactly that product.
How's it going?
It's going very well. The uptake has been wonderful, and it's been great to be in this location as well.
But is it also going well for all or most of the startups working here? Again, Cambridge Innovation Center CEO Tim Rowe.
It's remarkable. You know, you hear about the troubles out there in the economy. We're not really seeing that at the very early stages of entrepreneurship. We are seeing more employees, more companies, more activity. It may be related to the fact that the cost of doing a startup just went down because you may not have good alternatives. But it's also related to the fact that investors are saying, gee, I don't want to be in stocks right now. I don't want to be in real estate. If I can invest in the cure for paralysis, as it were, that's a great place to put my money.
So in a way, the recession has almost made it perhaps a ripe time for innovation, and innovators are somewhat cushioned from what's happening out there in the general economy.
If you're thinking about starting a startup, there has never been a better time to do it. Not just is there capital available at that stage, and we are seeing the investors investing, but there are also great people available to join you, people who may have just left bigger jobs and are looking for something to do, who have tremendous experience and skills.
I want to ask about venture funding for startups. In 2007 and 2008, venture capital firms invested something in the order of $7 billion in New England technology companies. But in this recession, there's a perception that investments from large venture capital firms have dried up here. Have your clients, have the firms housed here experienced that?
Absolutely not. And I think that what you have to do is look at what is late stage versus early stage investment. There is a slowdown in investment of the large investments in later stage companies. What you're not seeing, in our experience, is a slowdown in small investments in early stage companies. That is a very hot area right now.
I want to ask about Greylock Partners, a venture capital firm. Word came a few days ago that it's moving its headquarters from Waltham to California. In explaining the move, the company said it reflects the fact that its focus on internet and enterprise technology has shifted to Silicon Valley. Do you think that the Greylock move signals something larger about the competition for innovation between the Boston area and Silicon Valley?
No, I don't think so. I think, first of all, you need to understand that there's more venture capital invested today in Massachusetts per capita than there is in California. The other thing you need to observe is that while some larger venture capital funds may have chosen another strategy, you're also seeing new young venture capital funds getting started here. So you really want to look at what's happening by stage.
A year ago, you said you feared that what you called the Greater Boston entrepreneurial cluster had peaked. At a time when Silicon Valley and other tech sectors in the U.S. were growing. A year later, and in this recession, what's your view on that?
You know, I think we're doing a really good job in this recession just looking at the individual starts that are around us. They are rapid, and they are characterized by hard technology. There is going to be Web 2.0, you know, new software. It's great. But at the same time, some of the really most important things are going on now in health science and in energy. And we are leading in those areas.
Do you hope that innovators graduating over the next few years from the likes of MIT and Harvard will stay here instead of migrating across the country to Silicon Valley or tech centers elsewhere?
At the end of the day, whether they stay or not is a symptom. It's a symptom of how energetic and full of opportunity our economy is for these young people. We need to work on some of the causes as a community to improve the desirability of staying here. And, you know, myself and colleagues across the state in venture capital funds and in other parts of this sort of entrepreneurial ecosystem, we're working very hard at that.
Tim Rowe, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Tim Rowe is president and CEO of Cambridge Innovation Center, home to 200 startup companies in Kendall Square.